Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Loads of reasons to be happy this week, and content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is here to put a little smile on our face this Wednesday.
How are you? I'm great. I'm good to be back.
Yeah, I know. What nice to have you back as well. We missed you. Plenty of things happening right across the world. The first up, I know a lot of people love this.
Now, it's quite Andrea, the tune. Yeah, it is quite the tune. Yeah. It's kind of synonymous with that exercise video.
So. I think of like those horrendous spin classes.
Yeah, the spin classes, the kind of athletic balls, the bouncy balls. Well, a new study has found that doing very short stints of exercise or movement can help improve your fitness levels more than, I suppose, longer stints of exercise or movement.
Ah, the 5K is better than the 10K.
Yes, absolutely. So it's the study from the University of Milan in Italy found that, I suppose, walking in shorter bouts without, I suppose, stopping. So doing your little kind of maybe 10 seconds, 30 seconds kind of long sprints could be better for you than doing it all in one go, because we're using more energy when we start off. So it's like, I suppose, when you start a car, this is the analogy that the university are using. When you start a car, the car needs more energy at the start to get going.
Yeah.
And like that, more juice. People do need that little bit more energy. So 10 healthy volunteers in Milan were used in the study over three different speeds. And it showed that they used more energy initially when getting going. So in this study, they said that the work reinforces the knowledge that the health benefits of brief sprints or brief strolls will benefit people going forward. People who are maybe suffering from obesity or maybe who have kind of issues in mobility will benefit more from doing shorter distances. Yeah. Or people who are older in age and might want to be recovering or getting that little bit of rehab in, better off doing the shorter stints.
Short stint.
As opposed to trying to do the whole
I'd say people would be delighted to hear that.
Yeah.
Sure, who wants to go to the gym for, you know, like I'd much sooner go for 35, 40 minutes than stuck in there for an hour.
I know, yeah, that's it. And they said that we use way more energy starting from rest as opposed to when you're, I suppose, maybe 40 minutes in going again. You're not burning as much calories or you're not using as much oxygen or as much energy.
Okay.
So people will benefit more from doing that little bit less exercise.
The short stroll might be better than the marathon run after all. Now, one Irish county has been named in the top, like I can't stress this enough, in the top 10 places in the world to visit.
And if I could I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south to keep them out, I gotta build it tall.
It's official. It's official. I say it every week. It's the only, I mean, sorry, the top 10 places in the world
to visit.
It's the only Irish county.
It's been named by Lonely Planet, so it's ranking higher than the likes of Southern Thailand, Tanzania's Swahili coast, Montana in the US, all named in the top 10. Now, this is part of Lonely Planet, and County Donegal has been recognised as one of the top 10 global destinations. I can't say I've been there. Which is
ever
in my life. I know, it's a sin. It's an absolute sin, Andrea. Because, like, I'm all about the hiking. I'd love to do Argyll, but I've just never gone past kind of Roscommon.
I just don't even know what to say to that. You've never once, ever travelled to Donegal.
No, and it's beautiful, and I've seen all the pictures.
Yeah.
But have you ever been to Laois, like?
I was in Laois once, right? And do you know why? I was only in Laois. Do you know why I was in Laois? I was down at the prison, the Midlands prison. It's the only reason I've ever been to Port. Oh, sorry.
Bad when you're in a field
electric picnic. Sorry, show clarify. The only reason I was at the prison because I was there for work doing a report. I have been to electric picnic. Sorry, that's a total lie.
And you, my
that's the only two times.
In the prison, so you might have met the legend of Port Laois. But like that, Donegal, like it is known for its sea cliffs. 100 beaches, I'm told.
I know.
Like it's just.
I'm just baffled by this. You will have to organise a trip. You'll have to come up.
You'll have to give me the full tour.
Oh, yeah. What's your depend? You can go to the south. You can go to Inishowen.
Yeah, like
I was up in February actually, and I went. For the first time ever in my life. Right. I know we've just spent 20 minutes talking about the environment. If you fly up, it is fabulous. Probably shouldn't say that, but for once in my life, I have done it. Just purely for the scenic, like to see the scenery and the views were absolutely incredible. Gidor. Yeah, it is an amazing place.
It's only beaten by the Trans-Dinarca cycling route in the Western Balkans, which takes you through Montenegro, North Macedonia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and also Tuscany in Italy beats it out, which is also beautiful. But like that, like the region's sea cliffs, the beaches, I'm sure the crack also comes in under that.
To arrange it. So that is the only Irish county to place in Lonely Planet's top 10 places in the world to visit. Good news for non-milk drinkers.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're an oat flat white or an almond flat
white. Since I'm now sort of a vegan, well, I'm not fully vegan. I went vegan there for a while.
Yeah.
The one thing I've stuck to is oat milk.
Yeah, well,
that's about the one thing I have.
I would use it on and off, and it's coming out now today. Good news for oat and almond milk drinkers. There were concerns that the price of plant-based milks were going to be in line with the VAT increases following the budget this kind of past month. But a spokesperson from the Department of Finance has said that the price of oat milk and almond milk aren't going to change. So it was suspected that they might be brought into line with other products up to the 23%. But if you are an oat milk or an almond milk drinker, you are safe. It is going to stay at zero.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that little bit, I suppose, like when you go into a coffee shop, you do see the extra 20 cent with the oat milk and stuff like that. And people are kind of like, oh, Jesus, sure, why would I do that? Like, I don't want to be spend the extra 20 cent. But now other milks will be brought in line with it, maybe.
Yeah. There you go. Now, the one fashion trend I think should be absolutely ended and culled.
Crocs.
Can't stand them.
Now, I love my Crocs and
I can't they stand
are absolutely,
them.
I have a pair of white Crocs.
Do you wear
Crocs.
Them in public?
Yeah. Do you know, my mother kills me. I put a pair of white Nike socks on and wear the Crocs out to Tesco and walking around the shops. I think they're class. I think they're brilliant.
I think they're real dad shoes. I actually was slagging a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. He was wearing them. And like, I just think they're...
Well, they're moving from humans to dogs. As Crocs have announced today that they're going to be bringing pet Crocs to the market from October 23rd, next Wednesday. It's part of a collaboration with Bark, the dog toy maker. And it's come from years of customer requests to bring out these like pet friendly Crocs. So they're going to be available in medium, small and large for all different types of dogs.
Is that even good for a pet to wear?
I don't think they should.
Like, shoes.
I'm like, I hate seeing dogs wearing clothes. I kind of cringe little bit. I'm like, I don't think it's that cute. I think a dog's kind of natural fleece is gorgeous. But yeah, they're going to be maybe wearing shoes come Christmas time probably. And the gibbets and the whole lot, the little charms. Sure, look, you can't have anything anymore.
No. Crocs for dogs. I've heard it all. If you're a Taylor fan, you're going to be thrilled about this Christmas.
Christmas in the Spotlight, Andrea.
Yeah.
So this is one of those Hallmark movies that we
love
get every... I absolutely adore them. And there's a channel on the telly you can go and you can watch from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. And they're just kind of cringe, but also they're that little bit of a guilty pleasure. Christmas in the Spotlight is a new film coming out this Christmas, part of Lifetime's Christmas schedule. And it centres on a pop star who meets and falls for a professional football player after he declares he has a crush on her.
Where did we hear this story before?
We've heard it in June and July, and when Taylor was here, it's Travis Kelce and Taylor kind of inspired, we're hoping, well, we're thinking. There's no confirmation from Lifetime that it is that, but the movie description, I'll just give you a quick synopsis here. With each passing day spent together, their feelings grow stronger, but can it last in the limelight, especially when they both have such hectic schedules?
Do you know what? It's a Hallmark movie, it definitely will, and everybody will live happily ever after. It's just amazing. The best Christmas kind of movies. Carl O'Sullivan,
I can't wait.
Content creator with Today FM. Carl, thanks a million as always for putting a smile on our face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.